Now we remember one of America's great post-war novelists, James Salter. He died Friday in New York at the age of 90. A West Point grad, Salter served as a pilot in the Air Force in the Korean War. But after 12 years in the military, he wanted a different life.
I decided to write or perish. It was like starting life from scratch.
The publication of his first book, The Hunters, in 1957, won Salter the admiration of writers and critics alike. He then went on to publish several other critically acclaimed works, including the provocative 1967 novel A Sport and a Pastime and two short story collections. Salter even spent time briefly in Hollywood, producing documentaries and writing screenplays. When I interviewed him for his last appearance on NPR in 2013, he told me that it was agony to see The Hunters poorly adapted to the screen. But at the same time, the Hollywood work was a godsend.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to live and write for 4 or 5 years if it weren't for that. So although I regretted it on one hand, on the other, it was a very lucky thing.
Salter had come in to discuss All That Is, the first novel he'd written in decades. The main character observes the power of the novel in America's culture has weakened. I asked Salter if he had the same complaint.
The culture is what it is. It reforms itself. It is freshened by certain things. It is polluted by other things. And it continually revives and presents itself. So it's an unfortunate thing for a certain kind of novelist, or maybe for an older novelist. But apart from that, I don't know if it's a grave thing.
James Salter had that awkward distinction of being called a writer's writer, as well as the most underrated author. He never achieved big sales. By the time we spoke, though, it seemed that Salter was finally receiving the recognition he deserved. Even so, James Salter was reserving judgment on James Salter.
I think if you have anything that's read 20 years after your death, you've accomplished something considerable. Beyond that, it's impossible to say.
James Salter died on Friday. He was 90.